Mosey on the House for all and every Arizona homeowner. We're here to become your best friend. See if we can't answer your questions about any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Jennifer, let's bring Miss Rachel in, who's been on hold for a few minutes, and see if we can't help take care of her. We've got some experts here from TWD Design Build Remodel to assist me in answering questions this morning. Let's see if we can get her on. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. How you doing?
Hey, I'd like to say super fantastic.
Great. We are closing on a house in Phoenix, and we have a countertop in there that's new. It's a granite slab. Beautiful, but they didn't replace the cabinets when they installed it. So we're wondering, is it possible for us to somehow prop up the countertop while we replace the cabinets underneath?
Well, Rachel, when you're talking to a room full of remodelers, you got to know one thing. Anything's possible. Well, let's talk a little bit with Ron LaBrie, the design manager at TWD Design Build Remodel. What's her most feasible solution there?
In answer to the granite, can it be removed? It really depends on the layout of the granite. If there is a seam or an L shape in the granite, very, very likely the granite will break if you try to remove it. What you can do if the layout of the kitchen works well for you and the quality of the cabinets are up to your standard, you can either reface those or many times just have us go in and paint. We can actually even glaze, do a custom glaze on those. Refacing is, it's a veneer that goes over your existing face frames, and then we would replace your cabinet doors as well. So we could totally transform the look of that. The benefit of that is it's a quicker install. You're not having all of the tear up, all of the dust. But refacing can be, and often is, more expensive than replacing new cabinets. Refacing, it runs on average about $400 to $500 a linear foot, whereas a semi-custom cabinet, including the demolition and installation, is going to run you about $400 a linear foot.
Yeah, so it's about the same. It's quicker. It's a lot less mess.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So what if the cabinets are actually in bad shape? You know, I mean, how would we do it? Would we just prop it up with, like, some 2x4s, or?
The granite countertops? The granite countertops would actually need to be removed and carefully removed, and they would actually have to be moved probably to a garage area carefully and then reinstalled professionally.
Yeah, that'd be my recommendation. Where in town are you, Rachel?
I-17 in Greenway.
Ron, can I throw you out there and offer to have you stop by and put your evil eye on the whole project?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. Ron will stop by and take a look at that top and see if, in fact, it's of a fabrication style or a layout that has a high probability of saving it. So, Ron, what's your phone number?
You can contact us at the office today. And the number is 623-544-1211.
And that's for any design, build, remodeling project you might have. And the area that y'all like to work in?
Absolutely.
From where to where? Where do y'all like to be?
Northwest Valley. You know, I would say use I-17 as a good center point, you know. We'll go anywhere, Rosie, actually. But most of our stuff is in the Northwest Valley.
So. Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay. All right. Well, Rachel, I hope that helps. What were you trying to tell me, babe? Nothing. All right. Folks, that wraps up Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. We'll be coming up with Hour 3. We're going to be talking about, okay, if you've got that pent-up demand, you're like Rachel, you've just bought a new house, you've got a project you'd like to tackle, well, maybe you'd like to hear about how we, as the remodelers here in the room, have dealt with homeowners in the past successfully. What ensures a successful remodeling project? We're going to talk about maybe some of the steps you should be taking as the homeowner to make sure you're picking the right contractor. I have to tell you, a general contractor, we wouldn't be in business if every single subcontractor did exactly what they said they were going to do, when they said they were going to do it, for the price they said they were going to do it. The general contractor actually ends up becoming the screening mechanism for you and your protection, becomes your ally, becomes literally your best friend. We're going to be talking about how do you pick the candidates to interview when we get back. Right here, Hour 3, Rosie on the House.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.